Honestly, have you ever seen anything like this?
I said, I'm not gonna hurt you. I'm just gonna bash your brains. I'm gonna bash them right the fuck in.
Don't you think that's a little weird, a little
psycho? I'm here to set you free.
You get licking.
Actually, I look like a can of smashed assholes.
The president has no fuck all about the Mideast or terrorism.
This went to shit fast.
Who am I? Rumbling Sky, motherfucker!
Over the years, I've been asked what I'm all about. Why Rumbling Sky? What does it mean? When I chose Rumbling Sky in 1995, it just fit. It was perfect, but I never quite knew why. It's taken me 8 years, but now I finally understand. I guess you could say I'm here to kill you. Murder you, here, right now, in cold blood. Well, the old you, anyway. Because what I'm trying to do is make you think. Make you question everything. We're being conditioned from birth to be complacent and controlled, forced to rely on the government for our everyday living. Don't believe me? Keep listening. I'm basically a guy who is forced to accept death by the age of 8 by a ruthless media, pounding nuclear threat down our throats every fucking day. From movies of the week to nightly news specials, I was told time and time again, all about how I could die any moment, or wish I had died, while I slowly rotted from radiation poisoning. By the time Iran-Contra broke out, I realized just how fucked up our government truly was. That was at the age of 10. As I grew into an adult, there were many times when I was blindsided and distracted by life, and as they say, we tend to block out childhood traumas. Well, more than a decade later, I had a truly life-altering experience that sort of rekindled those lost childhood memories. I had a son. Just a few short months after my son's birth, my protective fatherhood instincts kicked in full swing. All of those memories resurfaced. Then I took a good hard look at the world of the past 13 years, and I have to tell you, it is more fucked up now than ever. Plans conceived then are giving fruit now, and there is no way I can accept this world as one suitable for my son, and it shouldn't be suitable for your children either. Sure, our government has a few decent looking programs, but they all have an agenda to a more subtle purpose. Welfare looks great. Yeah, let's give stuff to the poor people to help them get back on their feet. But people in the government know human nature and realize the easier we make it, the less people will work for it. So they built a social economic trap to make people more reliant upon them. Don't believe me? Keep listening, because I'm not going to stop until I'm stopped. Don't you see? It's all about controlling you. Nobody should allow themselves to be controlled by another. Bite back at the hand that feeds you your portions of toxins, and then backhands a taste out your mouth for standing up and screaming loud and saying you won't continue to settle for less than you're worth. Not from you, not from your employers, not from your communities, and most definitely not from our government. Not from any fucking buddy, because goddammit, I'm worth something, and you're worth something too. When people say you have to take what you want in this world, they're right. Stigma is that taking something in general is wrong. Well, only if what you're taking doesn't belong to you. It's not wrong when you're taking back your self-respect from tyranny, now is it? Do it! Stand up! Take responsibility for yourself! Brad Pitt said it in Fight Club. You are not your khakis. You are not your job. You are not what they tell you. You are what you want to be. You have that power. Right now, you have it. Use it. If you have family, friends, if you ever thought you were better than someone else, smarter, more mature, more responsible, if you're a human being who is capable of reason and intelligence, then you owe it to yourself, your families, your friends, and every being on this planet to question everything. So I guess you can say I'm like a messenger. I'm like the darkening clouds overhead, the low rumble of thunder off in the distance, the rising humidity when you can almost feel the electricity in the air. And when the first few drops hit, you know. The storm has finally come. That is why I am Rumbling Sky, the American asshole, because I tell it like I see it. And that is how it is. Any further questions about me should be directed to my agent, Desert Eagle 4.0. Have a nice fucking day.
Then you tell them, you go back and tell them that I know, that she knows, that others will know. It's not gonna be easy. Not anymore.